USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden on the verge of signing his coronavirus relief bill into law, the administration now faces a race against the clock in trying to get the relief out the door as quickly as possible. White House officials expect the $1,400 direct payments destined for most Americans will be sent out by the end of March. But other forms of the assistance in the $1.9 trillion package could take longer to allocate. China's legislature on Thursday passed a resolution called the Patriots Governing Hong Kong. In a move to overhaul the city's elections, the Chinese Communist Party now controls the Asian financial hub's elections, reducing democratic representation. A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge has approved a $650 million settlement by Facebook. The egregious theft of privacy by Facebook should infuriate the people of the world. Facebook's theft of facial recognition and other biometric data without permission of its users is a lifetime loss for the user affected. Normally, with a security breach, you simply change the password. Facial recognition is forever, and there is no change. The Texas Rangers Baseball Club is ready to fully open for the season. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
When the Texas Rangers open their season on April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays, they may do it in a packed ballpark. The Rangers may be the first team to welcome back fans at full capacity next month in the wake of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's removal of all restriction on businesses. The team says they will still have mitigation strategies in place. Fans will still have to wear masks unless actively eating or drinking at their seats. The Rangers' 40,518-seat Globe Life Field opened last season with fans only being allowed back during postseason games.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
NASCAR's in Arizona this weekend. Phoenix Raceway president Julie Giese was asked, where's the best place to watch the race in the newly renovated racetrack?
Oh, that's really hard because there's so many great things about Phoenix Raceway. The hillside to me is just iconic, and it's old school, and that view that you can sit on the hill and watch the race. But when you think about the renovation that we completed a couple years ago, the infield experience to me is a game changer. It really, our sport is so much about the access and being able to look into the garages and things. I mean, we took it to that next level to be able to actually walk into the garages and see you guys working on the cars and then Victory Lane being so immersive with, 1,000 fans or more all around you. And we actually built Victory Lane specifically for the fans and then figured out how to bring the car in because we wanted those fans to be part of it. So that's probably my favorite part, but there's just this facility is, I mean, it's top notch and I love every single bit of it. And I like on Sunday, I'll go sit in the grandstands with the fans a little bit and watch the race.
Phoenix Raceway will host a limited number of fans for the upcoming NASCAR event. Spectators will be screened before entering and must wear a face mask. On Friday, it's the General Tire 150. Saturday, the Call 811 Before You Dig 200. The Instacart 500 is Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.